Gemara in Brachos in the fifth parak learns a lot of halachos of Hilchos Tefillah from Tefillas Chana, and we know that women have a special koach of Tefillah. But what is the halachic obligation of women when it comes to Tefillah? So the Mishnah says in Maseches Brachos and Daf Chaf that whereas women are exempt from the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, they are obligated in Tefillah. Why should they be obligated in Tefillah? So the Gemara says, Rachamei Ninhu. It's Bakashas Rachamim. Women also need Rachamim. So they also have to daven. Then the Gemara says, you would have thought that they're Pater because it's a Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama, Kamash Malon. And the Gemara leaves it at that. So what exactly is the Kamash Malon? Kamash Malon that what? So it sounds like Kamash Malon, this is what Rashi explains, that Kamash Malon means that even though it's a Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama, they're obligated anyway because it's Bakashas Rachamim. So they're obligated. But the Rif and the Rambam say, Kamash Malon, that it's not a Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. The reason they're obligated is because it's not a Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. Many Achronim say they must have not had the Girsa in the Gemara of Rachamei Ninhu. Must have been a different Girsa in the Gemara. So why would one say that it is or is not a Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama? Again, Rashi says it's a Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama, they're obligated anyway. And the Rif and the Rambam say it's not a Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. So this may very well relate to a fundamental issue in Hilchos Tefillah, and it may very well have halacha l'maisa ramifications. And this is discussed by the Magen Avraham in Simen Kuvav, and the Mishnah Berurah there as well in Sivka and Dalet. So they say as follows, the Rif and the Rambam hold that there is an obligation of Tefillah min HaTorah every single day. Any time over the course of the day, every single day. So that's not a mitzvah, that's not a Zman Grama. So when the Gemara says that they're obligated because it's not a Zman Grama, and they're obligated in the mitzvah min HaTorah of tefillah every single day, says the Magen Avraham. This is a justification for those women who don't really daven. What's the mitzvah min HaTorah of tefillah? Some tefillah, any point over the course of the day, doesn't have to be specifically Shmona Esrei, as long as it includes a Shevach, a Bakasha, and a Hodah. On the other hand, many Rishonim, Rashi, Tosas, the Rosh, the Ramban, all hold that the entire chiv of tefillah to begin with on a regular basis is Midrabanan. So that's the whole chiyuv. It's impossible to say that it's not Zman Grama because there's Zmanei Hayom. When the Rabbanan instituted the chiyuv of Davin, they instituted Shachris and Minchah and Marv in specific Zmanim. So therefore, it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. When the Gemara says that they're obligated nonetheless, despite the fact that it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, that means that they're obligated in everything that the Rabbanan instituted. That means a specific formulation of Shmona Esrei. It means a number of tefillos and specific Zmanei Hayom. So that would be a very significant halachal advice ramification. So the Shulchan Aruch in Kuvav Siv Beis says what the Rambam says. As usual, the Mechaber says that they're obligated because it's a mitzvah saseh shelo hazman grama. Says the Magen Avraham, as we mentioned, based on that. So that would be a justification for women who daven once a day or don't even say Shmona Esrei at all, as long as they say some sort of a shevach bakash v'odah. Nonetheless, the Magen Avraham points out in the Mishnah Berurah at greater length, the majority of the Rishonim hold, not like the Rambam, they hold that that tefillah is not a chiyuv min HaTorah every single day. Therefore, you have to say that even though it's a Zman Grama, women are obligated anyways. The Mishnah Berurah's conclusion is that preferably women should daven Shachris, Shmona Esrei, and Mincha Shmona Esrei, Bizman. He says when it comes to Mariv, so the Gemara says, Tfilas Arvis Rishos, we accepted it upon ourselves as an obligation, but women never accepted it, so they're not obligated in Tfilas Mariv. The Aruch HaShulchan actually thinks that, and a few others, that women are even obligated in Marv, that they're chayiv in all three tefillos over the course of the day. So definitely the preferable option, l'chadchila, for those who are able, is that they should daven Shachris during Zman Shachris, Mincha during Zman Mincha. If they want to daven Marv, Tov Olam Bracha, even though most poskim hold that they're not obligated to do so. That would be the preferable thing. We're talking about Shmona Esrei specifically. For those who are knowing, not like that, so yesh al mi lismoch. But they definitely should say some sort of a tefillah, preferably Shmona Esrei in one of these Zmanei Tefillah, but definitely have to say something, some sort of a shevach bakasha v'hodah at some point over the course of the day. The Mishnah Berurah writes that it would be best is if once they're already saying Shmona Esrei for Shachris, they should also say first at least Kriya Shema, first line of Kriya Shema, or if they have more time, all of Kriya Shema, Emes V'yatzev, they could do Smichas Gula Tefillah, the more time they have, so the more time the more they can add on to the Seder at Tefillah. Just to end off with one Ha'ara, Rav Tzion Abba Shaul points out This is in the Sefer Or Litzion, in Chelek Beis, Perek Zayin, Sifchav Dali, points out the fact, he actually thinks that women are obligated in all three tefillos over the course of the day, even according to the Shittas HaRambam. But nonetheless, he says, what if you have a situation where a woman wants to daven, but the kids need attention, they're going crazy, whatever the case may be, so he says, Ha'osik b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah. So next, he says that apply to men also, if they would have that circumstance. So obviously, they should try to work it out, that they're able to do so without that conflict. But if that would arise, Hosek Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah. Have a wonderful day and a great Shabbos.